Welcome to Daf Yom Yerushalmi, your sponsor in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding a Shkolim Daf Kof Ches and the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting the 2.7 lines from the top of Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, B'Shol Lo Yimer Kevesh, there was a ramp that went out of Beis HaMikdash, and that's where they took the Por Aduma. And B'Shol said that the Kohanim Gedolim used to pay for it. It didn't come from the Hegdash. It was a big gaiva, a big show-off that the children of Kohanim Gedolim had. They wanted to show everybody how rich they are. So what did they do? They used to spend a fortune of money. They used to spend on this ramp. And furthermore, there was already a ramp from the previous Kohen Gadol. None of them wanted to use the ramp of their friend. He would dismantle it. He would build a new one from his own. Because they were built by a guy, he wanted to show everybody how rich they are. So Ravula asked, we learned that Shimon HaTzadik, the big tzadik, he, in his lifetime, did two paradumas, and he made a ramp for each one. You want to tell me Shimon HaTzadik was a Baal Gaiva? He wanted to show how rich he was? He was a big tzaddik. So you see from here that that's not the reason. But what is the reason they spend money on the ramp? So the Gemara, Shem Maile Beporo Silsulu Beporo, to show respect to the Paraduma. Each Paraduma had its own ramp. Continues the Gemara, it says, Tani Zizim Miksolim Yoitzim Mikan Mikan. There were walls and bars that were next from each side. So Kohanim won't peek over the ramp and become tummy. The whole idea of the ramp that they should not become tummy. So to make sure that they don't really peek, there was walls over there. Kedidah's Gemara says, Moiso Shiori Alishko. What do you do with the leftovers of the shrine? So Rabbi Shmuel says they used to buy with it oil and wine and flour, sell it and make money for Hegdish. Rabbi Kiva says, "Ein mistakum mishal hegdish. You don't make money from hegdish. You also don't make money from anim. If you will make money, you may lose money. So we don't do that." Says the Gemara, "Elim rot." So if he really wants to do it, there's a way to do it. Yehefset shaloi v'aschar lehegdish, and then it's mutter. Meaning, if one says, "You know what? I will be. We'll sell for hegdish. If we make money, if there is profit, it goes to hegdish. If there's a loss, so then I'll take the loss on myself." So usually for an individual, you can't do that. That's a form of ribis. If one guarantees returns and there's no loss, it's a ribis. But by hegdish, there's no ribis, and therefore it's mutter. There was this person. He was in charge of the money of the Yisraelim. He came to ask Amana, can I go and make a business out of it? Spend it, and the profit I'll give to the Yisraelim. Omer Leis, he told him, when the Kochesim would base, if you want to do the deal, then if there is a loss, it will go on you. And if there's a profit, you'll split it with the Yisraelim. Then you could do it. That's exactly what he did. He took the responsibility that any loss is on him, and the profit he split with the Yisraelim. Now, in the end of the Mishnah, we have three opinions. We had Rabbi Shmuel that said, the Moisar HaPeiros, we'll see in a moment what it is, Kaitz HaMizbeach, that you use to bring korbanos to the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach doesn't have other korbanos. And the Moisar of the Truma goes to Klisharis. Rabbi Kiva said, Moisar Truma goes to Kaitz HaMizbeach. And the Moisar Nesachim goes to Klisharis. And Rabbi Chanina's guy Kohanim said the opposite of Rabbi Kiva. He said the Moisar Nesachim is Kaitz HaMizbeach, and Moisar Truma goes to Klisharis. And the Mishnah said, concluded, Zevezeh lo yimoidin repairs. Both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Kohanim did not mention what do you do with Moisar Peiros. Says the Gemara, Kulo de Rabbi Shmuel, meaning this, the concept that we're dealing with Moisar Peiros, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel goes the Shitasa. Explains the Gemara why. Explains the Gemara, came to explain the Mishnah. What is Moisar Peiros? What does it mean, the extra Peiros? Socher lehegdish. That's the money hegdish does when you sell the flour, the oil, and the wine. Who's the mandama that says you could sell and make money for hegdish? That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says you can't make money for hegdish. So that's what it means. Rabbi Shmuel goes l'shitosei, because Moisar Peiros means the money that hegdish did. And what does it mean? Moisar Nesachim, the Rabbi Kiva and Chananya's Gan Kriani mentioned. Zuz Seyor Revis. What's a Seyor Revis? We'll see later in the Masechta. The person was mekabel himself for the year that he will provide Hegdish with flour. And four Seyor went for a Sela. Then the flour became more expensive. And for one Sela, you could buy only three Seyor. He still is responsible to give four Seyor to Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash now made a profit because they were supposed to get one Sela, which was worth four same. Now they're getting four same, which is worth a Sela plus. That plus is a profit for Hegdish. And that's called Seyor Revis. So you may lay, according to Abchiel, the Rabbi Shmuel that says the Moisa Paris means when Hegdish makes money, that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel Lishitasa holds that Hegdish can make money. Rabbi Yochanan plus Masih, so Rabbi Yochanan explains differently. What does Moisa Paris Rabbi Shmuel mentioned? Zu Seyor Revis. That's the fourth sale that we mentioned before. Moisa Nesachim, you know what Moisa Nesachim is? Lebirutzim. Birutzim means that you filled up the wine, the coast of Beis HaMikdash, always filled it up to the end, to Nesachim, and there was some spillage of wine from the Kli. That's called Birutzim, and that's where Beis HaMikdash makes a little money from this Birutzim. Says more Veleisa, Rabchia, by Yosef Lebirutzim. The first opinion doesn't agree with Birutzim. Like, what do you do with Birutzim? He goes to the place, the same place the Seyor Revis goes to. Meaning, he holds a Seyor Revis, the fourth Seyor that person accepted to give to Hegdish a certain amount, and now he has to give a little bit more. And the extra wine goes to the same place. Wherever you hold one goes, the other one goes as well. According to Abchi Bar Yosef, I understand, we learn in the Mishnah, Mistak Mishal Hegdish, Afilo Mishal Anim, that according to Abchi, you can make money from Hegdish. You can't make profit. That's why the end of the Mishnah says that Rekiva and Chanan and Kohanim, they didn't agree with Paris, because Paris means when Hegdish made money. And according to Rekiva, you're not allowed to make money in Hegdish. So there's no such thing as Paris. That's what the Mishnah says. They did not agree to it. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, they explained that Paris means the Seyor Revis. Kasha, can you say why they disagree with it? It's Mefarish Mishnah. Tanin Omdu Misholosh Shisapik Me'arbo. If the value of a Sela became three Seyor instead of four Seyor, he still has to give a four Seyor to Beis HaMikdash, so Hegdish makes money. Everybody agrees in that scenario, Hegdish will make money. If so, continues the Gemara, Chotes Amud Aleph, what does it mean, Tanin and Zevezeh Lo Yomoydin Paris? Why does the Mishnah say they didn't disagree with the concept of Paris? Answers the Gemara, Lo Yomoydin Paris, Bekaetz Lamizbeach, Al Moydin Mayu Beklisharis. Of course, they agreed that there is a concept called Moisa Paris. That there is at times the Hegdish makes money when a person gave an obligation to give to Hegdish and he has to give a little bit more. But he did disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, what do you do with Moisa Paris? It goes to Kaetz Lamizbeach. You give it to the Korbanos of the Mizbeach. They said, no. What do you do with it? You give it to Klei Sharis. You buy with it the vessels of Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means, Lo Yomoydin Paris. Lo Yomoydin with the usage that Bishmon suggested to do with Moisa Paris. So if you summarize these shitas in the Mishnah, it comes like this. Rabbi Shmuel holds the Moisa Paris. That goes to Kaita Mizbeach. Rabbi Kiva Menachem hold, according to Rabbi Chia Bar Yosef, there's no such thing as Moisa Paris. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they hold that it goes to Klei Sharis. Then Moisa Truma, what do you do with it? According to Rabbi Shmuel, goes to Klei Sharis. According to Rabbi Akiva, goes to Kaiser Mizbeach. And according to Rabbi Chanan, Zgan Kohanim, also goes to Klei Sharis like Rabbi Shmuel. And Moisa Nesachim, Rabbi Shmuel did not address. According to Rabbi Akiva, goes to Klei Sharis. According to Rabbi Chanan, Zgan Kohanim, goes to Kaiser Mizbeach. With this, we conclude Yushal Mishkolim Dav Kovches.